Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we'll be talking about how we can release our inner limitations. And the story that we'll be discussing this topic is called The Hawk and the Sky, A Vision of Infinity. And it comes from the book The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower by Tempa Yeshe. Here is how the story goes. Once upon a time, in a remote forest, there lived a young falcon named Fudo. Although Fudo was a strong and talented hunter for his age, he often felt restless and dissatisfied. Every day, when he flew high into the sky, he gazed at the endless expanse of the heavens and wondered what lay beyond. In his worry, Fudo sought advice from the oldest and wisest creature in the forest, a turtle named Shohei. Shohei had seen many generations of animals come and go and was known for his deep wisdom and patience. "Shohei," said Fudo, "every time I fly into the sky, I can't help but wonder what lies beyond its boundaries. It feels so limitless and boundless, and yet it reminds me that I'm limited in my abilities and my fear. How can I overcome these limits?" Shohei looked at Fudo calmly and replied, "Young falcon, the sky may seem that way, but it actually has no limits. It is not the sky that is limited, but your conception of it. You see the sky as something to be conquered and explored, but in truth, it is just a space that leaves a room." "What do you mean, leave space?" asked Fudo, confused. Shohei smiled and explained further. "The sky itself sets no limits, and it puts no obstacles in your way. It gives you the space to move freely, to fly, and to be. The sky is a mirror of your own unlimited nature. If you really want to understand the sky, you must let go of your idea of it as something to be conquered and embrace it as an expression of your own limitlessness." Fudo needed some time to digest Shohei's words, but the next time he flew into the sky, he saw it with new eyes. He no longer saw the sky as an unreachable expanse that had to be conquered, but a space that allowed him to move freely and without limits. He felt a deep freedom and peace that he had never experienced before. From that day onwards, Fudo no longer flew to conquer the sky, but to experience its limitlessness. He realized that the sky was not something that existed outside of him, but was a mirror of his own unlimited nature. And in this realization, Fudo felt great freedom and contentment that he had always sought. I definitely had to read this story twice in order to fully let its message sink in. But what I primarily like about it is how Fudo, the main character, looks at the sky and actually sees his own limitations, first and foremost. Because the sky seems so vast and unconquerable, something that's beyond his abilities to fly and conquer, he feels inadequate when looking at the sky, and this becomes the source of his suffering. It becomes the source of his concern. But when Shohei points out that you're not actually looking at the sky and its beauty, its vastness, all that it offers you as a young bird, you're looking directly and focusing on what you cannot do and lingering on that, and that is what's causing you pain. The narrative within Fudo shifts, and this is very much very similar to how we feel about ourselves. When we look at our lives, and then we look at those lives around us, or we can look at the goals that we set for ourselves, it is so easy to constantly have that voice in your head telling you, I'm not good enough for this. I'm unable to do this. This is beyond my abilities. And when we focus on what we cannot do, that limitation puts a lot of stress on us because we feel like we are this unchangeable thing, or rather, that we're not moving forwards but backwards. Now, it may not be so easy to just look at the sky and feel like a part of it, but that's where we have to allow ourselves to open up to that possibility. What I like to do, especially when I'm feeling deeply insecure and I feel like all I can see are my limitations, I remind myself that every great master starts off as a beginner, that what I'm really searching for, what I'm really aiming for, is not this particular destination, but a feeling, a journey, the process of growth. When Fudo realized that he didn't need to conquer the entire sky, he just needed to allow himself to be free, to enjoy flying, and to allow himself to just essentially be in the moment and show gratitude and embrace flying in the sky for what it is, which is a joyous and wonderful activity, he was able to finally release those limitations that he kept in his head and just live his life. And this may be counterintuitive because, of course, there are multiple reasons why we should know what could hurt us physically and mentally, what our limitations are. But if all we do is focus on what we cannot do, what we're limited to doing, and we forget that the main focus in life is not necessarily to get from point A to point B, but rather to be engaging in a daily process of growth, transformation, evolution from wherever you are, then we could truly let go of that feeling of insecurity, of not feeling good enough. Because the truth is, especially in a society where the goalpost is always changing, nothing is ever really good enough. Nothing. Physical beauty, mental intelligence, career success, the money in your bank account. There is no singular quantity or number that is ever good enough, especially when our desires, the capacity to want things, is endless, and also the capacity for others to expect things from you is also endless. So the only way to escape a life where all we do is focus on what we're not doing, what we cannot do, and all the ways in which we feel suffocated and limited, is to flip that way of thinking and to instead focus on how things are changing positively, all the things you can do, and realize that these goalposts are just guidelines for the direction that you want to go in. But conquering it, achieving it, and is not actually the main goal. The main goal is to essentially be enjoying your life, be developing yourself in all the ways that you desire, and in being content and satisfied with the growth and change that you are seeing. And in a way, this can be very difficult because we've been told all our lives that growth, change, positive things in our lives, they're not good enough unless they meet a certain standard. But when you realize that the standard is never the same, that the standards are quite frankly unrealistic, and that nobody is really meeting the so-called standards that everything and everyone is expecting of us, we realize that life is far too short to be chasing and chasing and chasing, and to feel so small and insignificant because we're not meeting these so-called goals. Instead, we can focus, just like Fudo did, on feeling limitless, feeling like we are doing the very best we can and enjoying every single second of our lives, because we are not allowing ourselves to put the energy, mental or otherwise, into feeling limited, but we're putting energy instead into doing everything we can to erase that notion of feeling limited and to feel unlimited instead, just like how Fudo felt flying in the sky, so we can feel as we are going through our lives, recognizing, being grateful, and enjoying everything that is coming our way. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope you have a beautiful, safe, and joyful week ahead of you. Until next week.